Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. So happy to have you with us today as we take a look at consumer protection issues. Zero in a little on cybersecurity, but we'll certainly take other questions in the consumer protection area that you might have. Why would we do that? Well, we have a couple of experts here. Sandy Chalmers, Assistant Deputy Secretary with our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And Michelle Reinen, Director of the Bureau of Consumer Protection within our Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. They have some tips on avoiding fraud. We'll talk about some of the current scams that we're seeing out there. And maybe you've caught someone trying to scam you. Maybe you have wonder about your passwords. Are they secure? Give a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or go ahead and post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. Michelle Reinen, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Thanks for having us.
And Sandy Chalmers, nice to have you as well.
Thanks, Larry. Nice to be here.
Well, you know, it is October is Cybersecurity Month. You know, we talked the other day about the Yahoo website breach a little bit on the show. And there are things we can do out there to protect ourselves. And I don't know, maybe, Sandy, we turn to you a little bit to talk about cybersecurity and maybe about that Yahoo incident. What was really stolen in that, by the way?
Quite a bit of valuable information. Customer names, email addresses, phone numbers, birth dates, passwords, and security questions. So I think the concern here from the consumer side is the amount of time that elapsed between the data breach and when it was reported to the Yahoo users. And then just the number of people impacted. I mean, they're saying 500 million people may have been impacted by this data breach, and that's jaw-dropping. So I want to recommend to everyone, you know, this has our attention right now, and we are in October Cybersecurity Month. There is an extremely valuable resource online, a website called staysafeonline.org. StaySafeOnline.org. And this is put together by a consortium of tech companies like Google, Microsoft, Norton, and similar companies, and the Department of Homeland Security. As I was reading through this information, one thing really jumped out at me. They say the password alone is no longer a sufficient security solution.
Wow.
So that, but you know, you look at this Yahoo data breach, and that's become the trend. So first of all, realize that if you use a weak password, and the two most common passwords used are still 123456 and the word password. Anytime you use a weak password, you're increasing your risk of a data breach exponentially. Anytime you can use a multi-factor authentication, like a fingerprint, or a lot of times they'll text you a code that you'll then input when you're changing a password, make sure that you have that feature turned on whenever it's available.
So lots of good tips there, and I'm sure we're going to be talking about some more of this as we move along. I've a lot of callers online already, three out of our four lines filled up. So let's go to Robin in West Madison, who has something for us. Robin, your turn. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I belong to an HOA in West Madison that got hit with the hail, and all of our members are on the Do Not Call list, and yet we got slammed. I was getting 10 calls a day from businesses who had my phone number, even though I'm on the Do Not Call list.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how they get these.
Well, Michelle, do you want to take that?
Well, the first thing before I answer her actual question is that's the big red flag for the consumer. You're on the no-call list, and someone is calling you to solicit when you've asked that you not receive solicitations. So is that a business that's following the laws of the state of Wisconsin?
No.
There you go. And so think about that before you engage in that phone call. How they get the number, there are many lead lists out there where they're selling phone numbers, and they can break them down by location. There are the phone books if you're still listed. There's the resale over and over of phone numbers. And these companies aren't likely registered telemarketers that are following the law. And this is something we are actively looking at right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks a lot for calling. Wow. Bill in Lancaster, we'll go to you next. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I just wanted to call and give a heads up. There's a resort place out of Minnesota that's been calling, at least in this area. Her name is Rocky, the person who calls. And she claims that you've won a trip. All you've got to do is come up for a day and listen to a one-hour informational meeting. And obviously there's no trip. It's just a timeshare scam.
And this is something, is this the kind of thing, Michelle, that you see pretty often?
We do see this. And what this is again, a no-call situation if you're on the list and receiving these. While it may not seem like a direct solicitation because you can come up and listen and receive a prize, it's part of a scheme in order to induce you into a solicitation, and that's a violation of Wisconsin law as well. So I encourage Bill to file a complaint with us if he hasn't already. So if we don't have other complaints, that we can be looking into this situation and get in front of it.
Yeah, very, very good. And how does he do that?
You can go online and file on the complaints button. It's datcp.wi.gov. And with this one, I'd want a few details. So there's a couple different forms that can be used. And I'd ask him to use the full no-call form rather than when you just want to report something quick, mm-hmm. like the hailstorm, there's a fast-track form where you're just letting us know. Or a call, and a form can be mailed to you. And that's 1-800-422-7128.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And maybe Colleen in Spring Green. Colleen, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. So it's funny that to hear this on the radio because just this morning, my mother and I were at the pharmacy. And while I was filling out medication, you know, getting the medication, she was going through the, you know, just the little trinkets and the cards. And she heard something on the radio that they're playing on the speakers. And it was a thing about, you know, call this number and get these hearing aids shipped to you. And we had just read an article about how FDA and hearing aids and how expensive they are and they're not insured and there are many companies who are sort of doing their own hearing aids. So I'm sure that was in her mind. So she called the number. This is all while I'm getting, the medication at the counter. And she orders these hearing aids. And she, of course, doesn't remember the name of the company.
Oh.
But she gave them her credit card number, and they say that it's, you know, they'll, as soon as on the day of delivery, there's a 45-day free trial, and they'll call, you know, several times. And they gave so much information that it seemed like on the up and up, and that once she gave them her credit card number, they read her this whole FDA waiver thing about she should really go to the doctor and have that checked out, and so it did seem like there was a lot of information that they gave her, but I suddenly got very nervous.
Yeah. Well, in a situation like that, Michelle, when you're not sure.
I would, if you're not sure and you want to get out, I'd cancel the credit card company. But the other thing I do is today write down the recollection of the phone call and all the information about the trial. So when it shows up, you're not having to use your memory on that. Take all those notes, and you can file your complaint now, but contact that credit card company and see if you can stop the charge and potentially change your card. You can, but you don't know the company name, so you can't Google it to get any logistics.
So, but I'd definitely be working on that card right now.
Yeah, make the card phone call, then take your notepad and write down exactly what happened, what phone number you called, and everything about the trial period that you were told, everything.
Michelle Reinen and Sandy Chalmers are guests today from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Great to have them along today. And great to welcome Director Mike Crane to the microphone. Hi, Mike.
Great to be here with you, Larry.
Yeah, nice to have you here. He's here to help me tell you about our fund drive. You count on WPR for great discussions, and it's your gift, any amount that makes these discussions possible. So I hope you'll give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. How are we doing, Mike?
We're doing great. We had a great morning, and the last hour we heard from 20 new and renewing members, and thank you, everybody, for that. And here's a way we can do even better, Larry. Right now, we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000. It's a generous match from current members, including an anonymous 9XM Leadership Circle member who is especially encouraging fellow cranberry growers to pledge. And it means that they'll match every dollar you give.
It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. You can double your support for the programs you love if you give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, it's the people who listen, people just like you listening right now, who provide the most significant share of WPR's budget. Your donation helps WPR to invest in programs like The Larry Mueller Show that deliver the greatest value to you.
Your contribution, it keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and for the entire community. So please do give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Since we launched our Sustainer program, thousands of members have made the switch to providing a steady, reliable stream of support to WPR by making automatic monthly gifts. And that security comes with benefits.
You don't have to remember to renew your membership every year because it automatically rolls over. You can eliminate it if you want to at any time. Become a Sustainer today at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 with a gift of $10 a month or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose.
A lot of thought goes into what we select as thank you gifts during our membership drives. We ask people for their ideas, check out what other public radio stations are offering, do lots of internet research. And it's all worth it because we want you to have the best WPR logo items possible. We love the new WPR pint glasses and think you will too. Here are some of our WPR staff members to tell you why.
It's just a really neat looking pint glass. It's sturdy, it's glass, easy to clean.
I like that it's got both WPR and NPR's logos on them.
I will actually strategically make sure to only serve guests in this WPR pint glass when they come over.
Donate $7 a month or more and ask for your pair of WPR pint glasses. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This weekend, I intend to try that a glass of beer, a bottle of beer in that cup.
Sounds good.
In that glass. Oh, man. What about you? You can try it out, too. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202 to make your pledge during our fall membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Mike Crane asking for your support of WPR. Your gift, it's 10, 15 bucks a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
So I know you have a busy day, but here's something that you can check off your to-do list really quickly because it takes just a few minutes of your time. When you get in touch with us, we'll need your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. That's it. How about becoming a Sustainer today? It's really easy to set up ongoing monthly donations from your bank account.
Take the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I know you're enjoying the Larry Mueller Show today with our topic of consumer protection and cybersecurity with our wonderful guests, Sandy and Michelle. And I bet you enjoy the Larry Mueller Show a lot. You know, there's the Garden Talk segment, and we talk about pets, we talk about computers. There's the segment, Larry, that I've come to think of as Bug and Insect Talk, and I know you know what I mean. And just a wonderful, wonderful show, after so many years of listening, Larry feels like a good friend who's going to help you to understand the world and the things that we need to know. And, you know, you don't get a show like this anywhere else. And this is possible because of your listener support. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And a really good thing is we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members, and including an anonymous 9XM Leadership Circle member who's especially encouraging fellow cranberry growers to pledge. So you're let's say you get $50, then it turns into $100. If you give $100, turns into $200. If you give $1,000, it turns into $2,000. As a matter of fact, take advantage of this match and double your support for WPR programs when you give right now at WPR.org or at 888 202-2552.
You know, we're very grateful for everybody that gives. We talk a lot about the Sustainer program, but those annual gifts or even extra gifts are really important to us. One of the reasons we talk about Sustainers is it is easy to forget the last time that you give, that you gave. And so maybe it hasn't been 12 months. Maybe it's been 17 or 18. You've gotten those letters from us and you say, oh, yeah, I'll get to that. Well, how about getting to it right now? Because we are asking you to keep your membership active.
Think of your support of WPR like you think of other services you rely on and pay for, like internet or the phone. Renew your support right now with an ongoing monthly gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect, so give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And this pledge drive, we're offering those WPR pint glasses, which I'm going to use this weekend. They're yours when you give $7 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. If you've already given, thank you so much for your support. If you haven't, contribute right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and thank you. Taking a look at consumer protection issues today with our guests Michelle Reinen and Sandy Chalmers from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Larry Mueller here. We have lots of callers online. The number, by the way, is 800-642-1234. But let's go to Mike in Algoma next. Mike, hi. Thank you for calling.
Sure. We'll never get ahead of the bad guys, us internet users, but could we make it a little more difficult for them by hiding the username, encrypting that along with the password? Then they've got to do two searches. Might be a little off topic, but it's been bugging me.
Okay. Sandy?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. One thing you can do as we're waiting for businesses to make technological advances like that is to use unique usernames for all our different accounts. We found that cyber thieves will take, once they have a username password combination like they could obtain through the Yahoo data breach, they'll throw that against a number of credential tiles on Amazon, you know, email websites, and because so many people use the same username and password combination for a number of different websites, you know, they may be able to access your banking information or your email account. So use a unique username and password combination for all of your online activities.
Yeah, makes sense. Alexandra in Cedarburg, your turn. Hi, Alexandra.
Hi, how are you?
Great, appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
Well, first, I'm grateful for your show. I mean, I've learned so much about it. I never thought I'd have something to call in, but I do. I've got two kids in Madison, and they both got calls threatening legal action against them. And my kids were scared, and I said, this is what you do. When you see the phone number, type it in, Google it, and it'll come up. And sure enough, it came up that it's a credit card, like a credit card scam, and because we've got our phones all together with a family plan, they were able to get all our phone numbers. Eventually, I got the call. My husband got the same call telling us if we didn't forward all this credit card information that sheriffs would be at our door within 24 hours. So I'm older. I knew it was a scam, but my two kids were, like, so scared. Maybe they thought, did they do something wrong? What happened? Did their card get stolen? But so that's just the tip. It's like you see a number, type it in, and it'll come up immediately, any complaints against it.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, Michelle.
Great lesson, and I'm very glad that the kids were free and felt comfortable to ask you about it instead of fall for the scare tactic of, I'm over and past due, I better take care of it so I don't get in trouble type situation. I mean, these conversations need to happen both with our parents and our children and amongst our communities to really get the word out about these imposter scams, the IRS, the tech support, the scare tactics from all sorts of countries that there's a bill to be paid and you need to do it right now or we're going to come and get you.
Good points. Thanks again for calling. I really appreciate it, Alexandra. Tom and Nelson has something for us as well. Tom, hello to you.
Hello. Yes, I had an interesting call the past week. Guy calls up, says I'm a Microsoft expert, and we've detected there's a problem with your operating system and so on and so forth. And then he says, okay, I want you to type these things into your computer. And I said, I don't think so. And I hung up on him. But then I just looked out this morning on the Internet, and that scam has been going on apparently since 2009, where they want you to type in some things, and basically they have remote access to your computer.
Yeah.
And can get at things, et cetera, et cetera. The other question I had is, can you, I don't know if it's proper for you or not, but do you recommend any types of malware or scanner type programs to detect stuff that might be on your computer?
Yeah, this morning as I listened to National Public Radio, I heard some good news. Police in India raided one of these call centers and arrested 70 people for making these phony Microsoft tech support scams. And according to a story in the Washington Post I looked at before I drove down here, they were making $150,000 a day by calling people in this country saying they were from, you know, the IRS or Microsoft tech support. So just be aware that that's a very, very common scam, these IRS imposters and the Microsoft tech support imposters. If you go to staysafeonline.org, there is and look at the resource page, there's a list of free scanning applications that you can use, and they've been vetted through Homeland Security, so I would assume they're safe to use.
staysafeonline.org. And KP, we'll put that up on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. We'll post that as well in case you don't have a pen handy right now and you want to get it later and you can't remember. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page and we'll have it up there for your benefit. And Tom, thanks again. Appreciate it. I want to give Joel in Wausau a chance to join us. Hi, Joel. Thank you for calling.
I got a question. Our credit card got scammed over the internet. We had an unauthorized withdrawal from Japan, and we reported it to the bank, our credit union, and we canceled the card. We had to fill out a bunch of paperwork. Now, does that get reported to Wisconsin Consumer Protection, or do we still have to do that?
Michelle?
In order for Consumer Protection to know about, you'd need to file a complaint directly with us. They don't forward that information.
Okay. So, like, this is like the second time it happened, so we just go back and then we go on the internet and contact you then?
Yeah.
We're going to still get our money back according to the bank. They said, yes, it was unauthorized.
Right. And so something that we can track and know about you, that our form allows you to tell us that it's been resolved and you're just reporting this so we can track it and help prevent it happening to other consumers. You can certainly just file that complaint with us online or by calling 1-800-422-7128. And the online is the datcp.wi.gov.
And we'll have those. Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. We'll have those up on our Facebook page as well. KP will get them up there for us. He's nodding. Yes, I will, of course. Thanks, Joel. Cheryl in Wausau, your turn. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
What can we
Hello
do for
there.
You?
This is wandering away from your internet thing.
It's all right.
Question is going toward the Department of Agriculture. I'm very concerned about all the black tarps going up in Marathon County, saying it's the number one ginseng capital in the world. I'm worried about the groundwater. I'm worried about the pesticides. I can't go for a ride in the country without seeing more going up. Yesterday I saw some on the Eau Claire River where the runoff is going to go right into the river. What's your take on that?
It's not really a consumer protection issue. Michelle, anything to say?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not. The bureau I work in is very different and doesn't touch those aspects. But if you have concerns, you could just call or email the agency, and they'll direct it to the right bureau or division.
We can certainly look into that for another show with some of the appropriate people, I think. It's not a bad idea. We can talk about that, Cheryl. So stay tuned, and we'll get you. We'll hopefully get something going on that fairly soon. But we're dealing with consumer protection issues today with our two guests, Michelle Reinen and Sandy Chalmers. And we'll take a call now from Bill in Madison. Bill, thanks for calling.
Hi, this is Bill.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Well, a question I've heard, and I'm not sure if it's true, that there are companies that are exempt and they are allowed to call you even though you're on the no-call list. And what comes to mind are I get lots of calls from the police department, which really isn't the police department, or the fire department, and the political companies, too. Is that true?
Yeah, our state law, which is similar to laws in all other states, and the federal law only covers business solicitations. So that does exempt calls from charitable organizations and political calls. And there have been numerous attempts to amend our state law to cover political calls, but of course they never go anywhere.
Yeah, those wouldn't go anywhere. I wonder about charitable organizations. That's come up, or has that come up at all?
No, it really hasn't. Yeah, I think there's general agreement that they need to be able to make phone calls to raise money. Of course, when they're fraudulent, then we can go after them.
Then you can go after them. So that's something for your representative. If you feel that,
right.
you ought to be letting him or her know for sure. Philip and Trempolo, thanks for calling. Hi.
Good morning. About 5 years ago, I read an article in the New York Times about a program or an app called Dashlane, and I've been using it ever since. You can set up any number of websites, and you put in a unique username, and it will generate a secure password if you choose to do that. But it automatically goes to the website you choose and logs you in. And you don't have to do any keystrokes. You don't have to remember any of that information. And none of that goes online as far as being stored online. It's stored on your device, and you only have to remember the one password for the Dashlane account.
Yeah.
And if you only use it on one device, it's free, but if you choose to have it upgrade your laptops and your iPads and your other phones, it's $29.99 a year. And it's just...
It worked for you. Comments, Sandy?
Yeah, that's a great solution to the problem of keeping track of a multitude of usernames and passwords. Dashlane is a very well-known brand. I've heard people use LastPass, Keeper, and as he said, there are a number of free versions of these apps, but if you want one that will synchronize across devices, you'll probably have to pay some money.
Yeah, it's $30 or whatever for that. Thanks again, Philip. It's good to bring that up, and appreciate that call. Michelle Reinen and Sandy Chalmers from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection here with us. They come by every month about this time, as a matter of fact, to talk about consumer protection issues. And I know they've saved a lot of people a lot of money. I've heard from many people who have avoided scams because they heard what Michelle and Sandy have had to say. Now we're in our fall membership drive. Your support is the foundation of our budget. I hope you'll think about that when you think about contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio. And we'll get back to Sandy and Michelle right pretty quickly here. But Mike Crane back with me today to encourage you to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 right now and make your support. And make your gift in support of the programs you count on.
Well, and here's a good reason to do it right now. We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000 in effect, and we've just gone over the $2,000 mark. We want to get the whole $5,000. That'll mean $10,000 total dollars for WPR. So it's a great time to pledge. We have current members, including an anonymous 9XM Leadership Circle member who's especially encouraging fellow cranberry growers to pledge. They will double every dollar you give. So double the impact of your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
As I think about Sandy and Michelle, I mean, really, the amount of good that they've done over the years with this program, the amount of dollars and grief, more than anything, has saved so many people here in the state. And I think it's an example of the interesting and important conversations we have on the show, Mike.
That's right. And one of the most wonderful things, frankly, about the Ideas Network is our listeners. They participate. They help make the show great because you ask great questions. You're curious. We love having you a part of all of our shows. So now take a few minutes to make The Larry Miller Show and other programs possible on WPR with a gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledge drives are important times to hear from new members, and as I look at our screen right now, I see half of the folks who have called in are new members. Yeah, and maybe you haven't called in yet. Maybe you want to be a new member. If you aren't, I hope you'll take that step right now.
We make membership easy. Any amount you give makes you a member. That could be $5 if you like, or $500, and it only takes a few minutes of your time. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make that contribution of, say, $5 or $10 a month. And when you do, you make the WPR programs that you count on possible.
Mike's the guy who takes a look at our budget every year and does a lot of work with some other folks to make the budget work for us. And then I know as he looks at that budget pie, the biggest slice he knows is listener support. So while all of our funding sources, certainly the state and federal and businesses, are very important to us, your contribution makes a huge difference. WPR is an amazing service, and it's amazing because of listeners like you. So I hope you'll give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I blew my $8 on this cable. I've got another cable just sitting around the house doing nothing.
Postage to send a care package to my son in Texas that was outrageously expensive.
It might have been dryer sheets on Amazon.
It's pretty easy to make a questionable decision about how we spend our money, and it can be just as easy, and not a bad idea, to make a few sound investments along the way, like supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR, so make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And in case you missed that number and that website, it's WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Miller here with Mike Crane, asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our fall membership drive. And maybe your pledge, I don't know, $5 a month, $100 a month. We appreciate it, and certainly we count on your gift.
Well, Larry, it's funny that you say if you miss the number, because we feel, of course, and listeners do, like we're saying it constantly. The reason we do it is because you don't even need that number until you're about to pick up the phone. So we hope you are about to pick up the phone, because the number is 888-202-2552, or the easy to remember, WPR.org. You know, from 11 to 12:30 every weekday, we get a break from the news and from politics and get good advice like we're getting today. And I'm looking forward to the next segment. There's some other great questions going to come up, and that'll be in just a little bit. We're hearing about consumer protection today.
And so I hope you will make that donation right now. We have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members, including that anonymous 9XM Leadership Circle member who wants cranberry growers to pledge as well. Your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 into $200, and so on. Take advantage of this match. And there's still room. Believe me, there's still room here to take advantage of that match. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
A $10 a month contribution to WPR is just a little over 30 cents a day. That's an incredible value,
yeah,
isn't it? You probably spend more than 30 cents a day on things you value a lot less than WPR.
So spend a little right now, and you'll get a lot in return. Join, renew, make an extra gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And whether you go online or call, you'll be investing in a station that you use.
So let's hear from you, because that dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
After you've made your donation to WPR, another way you can help is by telling your friends and family. That's a good thing to do.
Yeah, put it on social media. Go on Facebook and say, I pledge to WPR. Here's how you do it, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network as we take a look at consumer protection issues with Michelle Reinen and Sandy Chalmers from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection. And we have open lines. Get you on pretty quickly here at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. You know, criminal, they're always coming up with new ways to defraud you and me. What tips do you have that will help kind of stay ahead of them, Sandy?
Yeah, and sometimes
we've talked about some.
Sometimes they use the same old techniques over and over and over. Yeah, we have a brand new fact sheet. It's available on our website, or you can call the toll-free number to get a copy. But we looked specifically at trends in fraud and looked at what do people need to know. First, you have to be able to spot imposters. And we've talked about the IRS scam. We've talked about the Microsoft tech support scam, et cetera, et cetera. Scammers will pretend to be someone you trust, like a government official, a family member, as in the well-known grandparent scam. They pretend to be well-known charities or a company you do business with, like a utility or a bank or credit union. So never send money in response to a phone call, email, or text unless you verify first that that sender is actually who they say they are. And as our caller earlier suggested, if you get a call, do a Google search and see what other people are reporting. There are numerous websites out there that collect and aggregate this kind of information from consumers. And if you type in IRS call or IRS scam, you'll see dozens and dozens of reports from people just like you who have gotten the same call. And then, of course, criminals can manipulate your caller ID to make it look like whatever they want it to look like. So don't trust your caller ID. It may look like the call is from a government official or well-known business or a local exchange, but chances are it's from someone halfway across the world.
Oh, well, Alana in Racine has something for us next. Let's go there. Alana, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. So I have a situation where I was attending a technical college, and the financial aid department changed one of my loans from a subsidized loan to an unsubsidized loan without my knowledge or consent. I actually found out about it almost a year after the fact, and I'm wondering what I can do to follow up, because I've tried to contact the director, and it took me calling the student legal clinics for her to finally call me back. And so when I did finally talk to her about it, she told me that she'd have to research the situation and get back to me. But it's been over 3 weeks, and I still haven't gotten any word back about what happened.
Okay. Michelle, have you got some ideas on this?
Well, there's a couple of avenues. The CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau at the federal level, deals with the loans and financing in federal. But given it's a tech college as well, there is a reporting mechanism within the tech college system to talk about complaints and issues that are happening. So you should file your complaint with either or both of those avenues in order to try and be heard and have the issue resolved. I don't have the information on hand, you could call our 800 number, 1-800-422-7128, to help get you some phone numbers, or Google search them. And the other thing is, if you filed the complaint with us, we'll route it to the appropriate agencies is always an option. So you could go to our website, datcp.wi.gov.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks a lot for calling. And Marcia in Racine, you are next. Hi, Marcia.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question. About a year and a half ago, we had a situation where our credit card was broken into, I guess, for lack of a better word. And there was no fraud actually on the card itself as far as charges, but they had taken all of our miles, our points, and somebody in Ohio had purchased an iPhone and an iPad using those points. And so I reported that. It was U.S. Bank, and, you know, they handled it and gave us a new credit card. They withheld the points for months after that, and that was a big hassle because we weren't able to use them for travel and such as we needed. But then about a year later, I just happened to be having lunch with a friend who described a similar incident, and it turned out it was the same bank, the same situation. All her points were gone. And it was the same thing, the same place in Ohio that had bought iPhones and iPads with her points. And so my question is, how can this happen that U.S. Bank would have this problem going on and two cardholders that, you know, have no other relationship to their accounts would have something like this happen? Mm-hmm. And it sounds like the exact perpetrator in both cases.
Wow. Smells a little fishy. Doesn't it?
Well, that is a good question. I think you can do a couple of things. One is to file a complaint with us, and we will follow up with this company to see what's going on. We don't know, of course, what kind of internal investigations they're conducting, so I think it may be an overstatement to assume that they aren't doing anything about it. But you certainly can file a complaint with us and let us dig into this a little bit.
Yeah. And Michelle, you wanted to add.
The other thing that we're just recently seeing is that this is happening with airlines as well, as far as miles being hijacked. And it goes to that protection of username and password information, and people are getting hacked and those miles are being taken off of accounts that way and used by others, first put into a different bank and transferred and then being used. And that's a new recent thing that's being seen by the airlines. So it goes back to the beginning of the show with the cybersecurity and really protecting your username and password and changing it on things you may not think of, like your airline account. We think we talk email and credit cards and banks regularly, but it's all the other things where something of value exists, and airline miles have value.
Thank you very much, Marcia, for calling. It's really an interesting thing. I don't think we've covered that on the show. I can't remember talking about that on the show before. It was good. Thank you. Bobby in Oconomowoc. Turning to you. Hi, Bobby.
Hi. I have maybe a question and just a story. About 8 years ago, I was trying to be a good consumer. I had a lot of debt, and I went through a debt consolidation company that was based in Florida. Mm-hmm. And they ended up taking our money and not paying the debtors.
Oh.
And so a bunch of people, I can't even remember how we all got together, but we filed something with Attorney General Pam Bondi out of Florida. And after a long and arduous tale, we ended up getting 17 cents on the dollar. So we all signed paperwork that would be fine. Now, as it turns out, in the media, I'm sure we've all heard that Trump actually gave Pam Bondi a huge donation and to try to alleviate his lawsuit with Trump University. So that's my story. My question and comment is, when there is interstate fraud like that, what can the Department of Consumer Protection in Wisconsin, what could they have done for me in that case?
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're scammed in Florida, let's say, and here we are in Wisconsin. Michelle, what do you do?
In our situation, when we are working consumer complaints and investigating those, we have to look at our jurisdictional authority. So where did the transaction or the issue take place? Mm-hmm. And then do our laws apply? And if it's outside our boundaries, then we work with our other state and federal partners to get those complaints to those states or the federal level, if it's a national issue, to see if those consumers can be included in an action that may be happening in that state. But you don't have to be from Wisconsin to be protected by Wisconsin law, because you mm-hmm. could be passing through and something happens. But if you are a Wisconsinite that goes somewhere else and makes a transaction, you may not be covered by our laws that way. But mm-hmm. we partner with our other states.
So, and there's a lot of that that goes on.
A lot of that goes on.
Okay. Michelle Reinen and Sandy Chalmers, our guests from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Great to have them along. during our Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. And Mike Crane joins us again. And I'm sure he would tell you, be the first to tell you, our goal is to keep topics like today's, as we talk consumer protection issues, on and going strong here at WPR. Your support makes that happen, so I hope you'll give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, Larry, we're getting really close on that match, but there's still room for people to make a pledge right now. It's a dollar-for-dollar match up to $5,000. It's in effect right now. It's a great time to pledge because current members, including an anonymous 9XM Leadership Circle member, who is especially encouraging fellow cranberry growers to pledge. And so these members are going to double every dollar you give. Get in on it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Michelle and Sandy come by every month to talk with us about consumer protection issues. Sandy Sawchuk helps us with our pets. Scott Cravens, happy to speculate about your wildlife sightings. The weather guy, Steve Ackerman and John Martin. Our bird guy, Bill Volkert, comes by. Lots of folks there.
It's incredible to hear all of the variety on The Larry Miller Show, and they cover topics near and dear to your heart. They give you advice, ideas, and because you've come to trust WPR to deliver on the promise of helping to get us all more knowledgeable, make a pledge of whatever amount works for you. It's easy. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The strength of our budget is that comes from, a lot of sources, but the single biggest piece is member support, including nearly 700 members of our 9XM Leadership Circle.
That's right. 9XM is the name of the original experimental station started here in Wisconsin about 100 years ago. And 9XM members support WPR with gifts of $1,200 or more each year. That's $100 a month if you want to make it a sustaining gift. Join the Leadership Circle now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
This fall membership drive, ask for a set of WPR pint glasses when you give $7 a month. They've got a neat design featuring both the WPR and NPR logos. You'll get two 16-ounce glasses that will hold any kind of drink. Milk, water, beer, even your favorite juice. And they're made of durable glass. Check them out at WPR.org. With these glasses, you can sip any of your favorite beverages in style while you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Donate $7 a month right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Great to have you along for this fall membership drive, and I hope you'll pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Miller with Mike Crane asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio during our fall membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 a month, maybe it's $20 a month, whatever amount, that's the right amount for you.
And maybe you pay your bills online. Well, I bet you don't miss all the extra paper and envelopes floating around the home.
No, support WPR in that same streamlined way by becoming a sustainer. Choose a monthly amount, $10 or $20 or $50 a month, and you set it up to come out of your credit card if you want or your bank account. It's rolled over every year, so your support of WPR will always be current. Easy to do at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, a lot of people might not know, but high schools and colleges use WPR programs as part of their curriculum. Educators recognize that students can learn a lot about current events, great books, history, so much more from listening to the discussions on WPR.
Your gift makes WPR an educational resource that's available throughout the state and beyond. You have a powerful, lasting influence here when you support these programs with a gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Larry, just a little bit more room in that dollar-for-dollar match.
Yeah.
It's in effect right now from current members, including the one who is especially encouraging fellow cranberry growers to pledge. So I hope we've got some cranberry growers.
Yeah.
And any growers. Make a pledge right now. Your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 to $200. You get the idea. Get in touch at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You listen to WPR because you can count on unbiased reporting, interesting talks and discussions, great music. You make Wisconsin a better place just by listening and being a more well-rounded person.
So you're a listener. If you haven't already, make the next step and become a member. Your first ever donation, maybe $5 or $10 a month, helps make Wisconsin a place where great radio is available to everyone. Give now, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552.
And if you've already renewed or making ongoing gifts as a sustainer, thank you so much. Listeners who renew and the monthly sustainers, they're the backbone of WPR.
And if you haven't given yet, join thousands of other wonderful WPR members by donating at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here we have about a minute to go, and our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect, which means we haven't reached our goal yet. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Your support of WPR goes twice as far.
Aaron from Ellison Bay got in touch a little while ago and says, I don't have TV or internet, so I listen to the station every day before and after work. And she loves Galuyose on our Green Bay station. And it's great to hear from you, Aaron. How about those still listening that haven't pledged? WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And this pledge drive, remember, we're offering the WPR pint glasses at $7 a month or more contribution. I hope you'll support right now. We're going to go for some news, and then we'll be back with our two guests. But give a call right now at 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. So happy to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio as we take a look at consumer protection issues with our two guests, Michelle Reinen and Sandy Chalmers from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Great to have them along. Call in at 800-642-1234. Email at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Let's go right back to the phones. Catherine and Madison, thank you for waiting. And what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just calling because I recently had an issue with AT&T. I canceled my service with them, my DSL service. And they ended up, I had been enrolled in AutoPay, and they ended up charging me anyway. And when I called, they told me that they wouldn't be able to refund me for several months or that I could contest it with the credit card. And I was just wondering if that's the kind of thing that I should lodge a complaint with the Consumer Division, or just see what happens.
Sandy, what do you think?
Well, it sounds like you've already been pretty patient, in my opinion. Yes, this is the kind of thing that we intervene on behalf of consumers for on a regular basis. So you can go online to file a complaint at datcp.wi.gov, or you can call our toll-free hotline number, and that's 1-800-422-7128.
There we go.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, please do follow up. Let's go to Mike in Spring Green next. Hi, Mike. Thank you for calling.
Hi, guys. Two questions. One is American Express any more secure than Visa? And the second question is we've been kind of caught up in the Eddie Bauer data security incident, they call it. And they're advising us to get a hold of a group called Kroll, K-R-O-L-L, to do credit monitoring, identity consultation, and restoration. Do you recommend this Kroll group, and should we do that?
Who is recommending that?
Eddie Bauer.
Eddie Bauer. All right, Michelle, do you want to take it?
So as far as one credit card over another, we can't really speak to their security. There's many federal standards that and laws that govern that and are in place. And the best way for you to do your evaluation is to ask a lot of questions, get their written materials, and compare their privacy policies, and then compare the services that they're going to provide you on top of that. As it relates to the Eddie Bauer data breach, yes, they did announce in August that they had a breach and it impacted consumers from the that had terminal transactions between January and July of this year, but not everyone was impacted. And they have followed up with their customers, as you've probably received the letter, and they're offering that credit monitoring service through Kroll. And you can do your own credit monitoring through your annual credit reports and annual checks that way, but many times when a company has a breach, they typically go with one of the major three, but they can certainly contract with someone else who's likely contracting with the major three to provide the services for you, or maybe provide services beyond just credit monitoring. So I would, you know, check out the Kroll company further to see what you feel about them, and then go from there.
So Eddie Bauer is picking the tab up for that?
Well, it's Eddie Bauer's breach, and so they've sent the letter and probably contracted with Kroll. So.
Okay. All right. So there you go, Mike. Thank you for calling. 1-800-642-1234, the number to call. Give a call. Eric in Portage next. Hi, Eric.
Hey. A couple years ago, my wife got an energy audit to the energy company through the mail, and I thought, oh, that's neat, and they came in to put some insulation in and stuff, and while they were doing the testing, they drilled holes in our PVC pipes that lead out of our furnace, which caused some, like, little debris to get into our furnace, and it broke some things in our furnace. And I ended up fixing it myself, but the parts cost over $500. And I called them. They said, oh, we'll take care of that. We'll look into taking care of that, but they never got back to me or anything. What can I do about that?
So they drilled holes in your furnace pipes?
Yeah, to test, you know, to put their test equipment on it. And what happened was it caused a little PVC filing from the drill bit to get into the little steel cage blower motor that it blows the exhaust out, and it deteriorated that, and it made it stop working.
Oh.
Luckily, I'm smart, and I was able to fix my own furnace, but the part cost over $500 to do that, and I haven't got any response on them wanting to deal with that at all.
Okay.
Yeah, we would like to hear from him on that. And again, you can file a complaint online at datcp.wi.gov, and you'll be asked to just explain what happened. You can upload any documentation if you have it, and all that will be helpful to us as we follow up on your behalf.
Just for Eric and everybody else's, what happens, you know, if you do something and you can't, or, you know, you're trying to resolve something, you can't, so they go to you, and then what do you guys do?
Well, typically, we go through an informal mediation process with the company, and we summarize what the consumer says happened, and we indicate whether that, based on what the consumer is saying, this may be a violation of state law, and we ask the company to present its side. And there may be some back and forth, and we see whether the company is willing to make an adjustment on the consumer's behalf or provide a rebate or refund. When we see a pattern of violations or an extremely serious type of violation, then we will write up an investigative summary and refer the case for prosecution, either with the State Department of Justice or a local district attorney.
So there you go, Eric. And again, you go to 800-422-7128. They'll mail you a form, or just go to, what is it, datcp.wi.gov. I'm finally remembering that. All right, good. There you go. Well, we'll post it. I think we've got it up on our Facebook page. In fact, I'm sure we do. So you can always go to our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. Let's go to Nancy in Appleton next. Hi, Nancy. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. I have kind of a unique problem. I tried to sign up for my online Social Security account, and they give me a quiz where I have to answer certain questions about my financial history. I am assuming it's a quiz where they cross-check your information with the credit reporting agencies to see if you are who you say you are. So I missed one of the questions because I got my mortgage 25 years ago, and it changed accounting banks that handle all of that information. And so I couldn't remember the original bank, and so I answered that question wrong, and they denied me an online Social Security sign-up. So then I went to all three of the credit reporting agencies, and tried to get my credit report, so because I thought maybe it was on there. And I kept answering questions wrong because a lot of this
information is from years ago, and I don't remember the answers.
You know, this.
What do I do?
You're trying to sign up for Social Security
online Social Security account. You can do it by phone, but I wanted to do it online. I wanted to manage my Social Security accounts online.
Gotcha. Okay, Sandy Chalmers?
Yeah, Social Security Administration is encouraging people to create an online account, and that raises a number of red flags. So I would be,
I'd be
mindful
there.
Before doing that. The IRS and our State Department of Revenue, to verify that you are who you say you are, they've contracted with the three major credit reporting bureaus, and they pull that information, and they may ask you questions like, what was the amount of your last payment to X bank? You know, and it may be a mortgage payment. So that doesn't surprise me at all that that's how they're asking you to verify who you say you are. I guess it's reassuring to know that there is a verification tool in place, because creating online Social Security accounts obviously can be problematic.
Yeah, and so what's the goal there with the online Social Security?
Well, they're trying to modernize and, you know, put more tools in the hands of the Social Security consumers, which is a great goal, but you think of the opportunities for fraud there. And they email us on a regular basis encouraging us to do this and giving us updates on what they're trying to do. So just make sure that you're on the SSA.gov website, first of all.
Yes.
And then read through the FAQs and make sure you understand what their process is before you create an account.
Yeah, you'd probably have to go. I can see myself looking at the questions and having to go back, or having my tax form or something available where I have all these numbers and all these different banks and so forth.
The thing is, I thought, okay, I'll get my credit report sent to me, and then I'll have the answers, because I am who I say I am, and I can get my credit report. They do the same thing. They run you through a quiz. And like I say, I don't remember a lot of this information. And even if I had my tax returns, it wouldn't help, because I don't keep 20 years of tax returns on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you can get your credit reports by calling and or mailing a request in. So since the online request process isn't working for you, I would attempt one of the others to get the information. So maybe that will help you proceed with Social Security Administration.
Yeah.
Is there one number that you call to get them all? I went online to, I think, TransAmerica or something like
sure,
that.
Sure, there is. It's annualcreditreport.com if you want to get one or all three of your free ones that you get per year. Or the number is 1-877-322-8228.
What is it again? 1-877-322-8228.
Yeah, because the website isn't working for me.
Yeah, and you're going to have to give your Social Security number in order to get this. And the website you went to, it sounds like you went directly to one of the three to get the free ones. You have to go to the annualcreditreport.com.
I think that's where I linked with the one that I tried to get.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go to that 1-877-322-8228, and hopefully that's going to work out for you. And sometimes, you know, it's talking to a person isn't a bad idea. And, I know I've had some better luck that way myself. Thanks for calling, Nancy, and good luck to you. Just small businesses, nonprofits, they seem to be big targets these days for scammers. What are the main one or two points to be looking for there?
Well, something that we've seen on a continual basis are these directory scams, and usually they'll send an invoice saying you've signed up for this, and they count on a smaller business or church, nonprofit, not having real good financial controls in place. Somebody writes a check, and of course there is no directory at all. So that's something for small businesses and nonprofits to make sure their employees are aware of these types of scams, because they've been around for a long, long time, and they're likely to continue.
Your work will not be done.
It never is.
Oh, boy. Michelle Reinen and Sandy Chalmers from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, our guests today. It's always great to have them come by to talk about all those consumer scams that can cost you and me a whole lot of money sometimes. And here we are talking during our fall membership drive at Wisconsin Public Radio, and Mike Crane joins me, and we're here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support the programs you rely on, like this one. So I hope you'll make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Larry, last hour we heard from 38 listeners who became members or renewed or gave an additional gift. Thank you, everybody, for those gifts. They helped us to get that dollar-for-dollar match. That was incredible. And, of course, it's still the pledge drive, so we have to keep going, and we have a goal for this time period of 25 pledges.
25 pledges to go, and to support the station you love and help us meet our goal when you give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Boy, hasn't this been a great conversation?
Yeah.
I have the feeling, Larry, that there are a lot of people listening right now who will say, you know, I was listening to WPR and I found out that, and then fill in the blank of what good advice we got from Michelle and Sandy today. And it's just one of the examples of the interesting and informative conversations we have on WPR, including the Larry Mueller Show.
So now is the time to take a few minutes to make this program and the many, many more programs possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, and then go ahead and make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, you connect to Wisconsin Public Radio for information, incredible conversations, music, entertainment. 9XM leadership gifts of $100 a month or more are critical in supporting that connection for you and for others across the state.
So keep our connection strong. I hope you'll do that for yourself and for all WPR listeners with a leadership gift of $100 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'm Eve Robillard. I've been a sustaining member for a long, long, long time, at least 30 years. I grew up in Kewaunee, Wisconsin, and I can remember in 1955, I was in eighth grade, and there was a program from Wisconsin School of the Air that our teacher would nicely put on, and it was called Let's Write.
The recorded Wisconsin School of the Air feature Let's Write. Here's Marie Applegate.
Good morning, boys and girls. Today is Cat Day. Well, you might say today that cats are our purpose. You'll pardon the pun, won't you?
And I got to write a few poems or something. And I still do that once in a while today.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org to get started now.
I think that's good advice. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this fall membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Mike Crane asking for your support of WPR. Your gift, $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount is the right amount for you.
We're looking for 20 more pledges in the remainder of the Larry Mueller Show, just 7 minutes. So how about making your gift right now to support the programs you enjoy and rely on every day? Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make a difference.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the kinds of programs that we cover during this 11 to 12:30 time slot. We talk about environmental, we talk about consumer issues like we just did now, gardening, a lot of advice kinds of topics. I enjoy Wisconsin authors. We talk with them a lot, and we talk about Wisconsin food a lot. I think you get a lot of great information from the program, and it's possible because of your financial support. So I hope you'll support this program and, of course, all the other programs you enjoy on WPR with your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
One of our favorite contacts from people that we like to share their comments is from first-time pledgers who tell us they're giving because they've gotten their first job out of college and can finally afford to give. Or people who turned 30 and realized, I'm a grown-up now. It's time to give to WPR.
Giving money to something you believe in, a service you rely on, that's a great way to commemorate a new phase of your life, and we certainly encourage it. You decide the amount. Many first-time donors give $5 or $10 a month, and then they go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and make their pledge.
We had a comment from a listener, Larry, who made their donation and said, we could live without WPR, but we sure wouldn't want to. Maybe you feel the same way, that listening to WPR makes your life better?
And whether it's keeping up with the news or enjoying music, the laughs you get from the weekend shows or the fascinating talks on the Ideas Network, there's always something good to listen to.
Because WPR makes your life better, help to fund it. Help keep it going. Your pledge of support right now really counts. It's so important. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for, what do we got, 18 more pledges in the next 4 minutes or so. Give to WPR to support the station you love. It's your public radio.
And we really don't want to forget, thank you so much if you've already given, whether you're a sustainer, an annual giver. That's all terrific. But if you haven't given yet, please help pay for the programs you enjoy by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Once in a while, you actually get more than you pay for, and WPR, I think, is one place where that's true every single day. You might even consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs you love.
It's getting pretty hard to buy something really good for $2, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day creates a lot of learning, a lot of music and news, and that works out, by the way, to $60 a month. How about making that gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552?
And if you look and think about pledges, what does a pledge mean? It's a pledge is a promise. We pledge to bring you great shows every day. You pledge to support them with a contribution in any amount.
You help pay the cost for the station, and we will make sure there's something interesting for you to listen to. That's our pledge. Now, make yours. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And speaking of pledges, we have another 18 to go in the last 3 minutes or so of the program. Your gift right now, WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It really helps.
And this pledge drive, you can ask for that set of two WPR pint glasses with both the WPR and NPR logos. I bet you'd be proud to drink any beverage from them. And it's available for a pledge of $7 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or from your credit card at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Larry Joan from Wauwatosa got in touch a little while ago to make a pledge and says, I've enjoyed the station for a few years now. My kids and grandkids do too. There's always something special, unique, and interesting being broadcast so that we all get something out of it, all in the family, the generations. Thank you, Joan, for that pledge.
You know, I've been doing the show for a long time, and it's always great fun to do the show, and it's fun to do these pledge drives as well, to know that we have the kind of support that we have. I really appreciate all of your support. If you haven't contributed now, please do it now as we're going off. There's still a minute or two to go to reach our goal. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thanks for all of your support here on the Ideas Network.